Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 39th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of September 17th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. September 17th. The value given to the testimony of any feeling must depend on our whole philosophy, not our whole philosophy on a feeling. If those who deny the spiritual world provide their case on general grounds, then indeed it would follow that our apparently spiritual experience must be an illusion. But equally, if we are right, it will follow that they are the prime reality and that our natural experiences are second best. From Religion, Reality Our Substitute, an essay in Christian Reflections. First published in World Dominion, September-October 1941 issue. September 18th. The limit of giving is to be the limit of our ability to give. From English Language in the 16th Century, Introduction, published September 16th, 1954. September 19th. Joy is not a substitute for sex. Sex is very often a substitute for joy. I sometimes wonder whether all pleasures are not substitutes for joy. From Surprised by Joy, Chapter 11, published September 19th, 1953. September 20th. Think of humanity as a band playing a tune. To get a good result, you need two things. Each player's individual instruments must be in tune, and also each must come in at the right moment so as to combine with all the others. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 1, entitled The Three Parts of Morality. Also a BBC talk on September 20th, 1942. September 21st. The greed to be loved is a fearful thing. Some of those who say, and almost with pride, that they live only for love to come, at last to live in incessant resentment. From The Sermon and the Lunch, an essay in God and the Dock, first published in Church of England newspaper on September 21st, 1945. September 22nd. The most important sense of a word is not always the most useful. What is the good of deepening a word's connotation if you deprive the word of all practical denotation? From The Death of Words, an essay in On Stories, first published in The Spectator, September 22nd, 1944. September 23rd. Ransom is told. A pleasure is full grown only when it is remembered. From Out of the Silent Planet, Chapter 13, published September 23rd, 1938. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.